Yeah, like I was saying, like people, we should let people know that we're not full-time fitness professionals. Like we do have full-time jobs ourselves, so it's not like, because that's one of the things. Sometimes when I see like PTs on social media, sometimes it's a little bit hard to relate to them. Because it's like, yeah, you do this all day though, so it's
Yeah,
just like it's like
definitely.
looking to you. So it's kind of like, I want to let people know that we're kind of in the same boat as them.
We really are in the same boat. We, like I said, we have a 9-to-5 job, we have a regular job doing something else. It's totally different to fitness. It's not in the fitness industry at all. And then we go to the gym at night. This is what most people do. They'll go to work all day, they'll go to the gym at night, and we know the struggles. We go through the struggles. What we do after our job is because we love doing it. When you said with a PT, some of it is they're in there all the time. That's their livelihood. They make their money
It's
doing
like
that.
yeah, there it's not like the information they're sharing, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like I like that. But then sometimes with the motivational stuff, sometimes it can be a bit like, well, how can I fit this into my life?
How can I relate to this
It's like it,
person?
yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit like that. It's not like I'm saying that other PTs are totally unrelatable.
Oh,
It's just
no, no.
sometimes I'm a bit like, yeah, but you just, but that's just me. Sometimes when I'm being bitter because I'm jealous that that's their full-time job and I'm
Yeah, that is
independent.
their full-time job, and it is something that I, when I first started and I got my PT qualification, that I was adamant I wanted to do. I wanted to go off and start doing it on my own, but then I had to at one point I had to take a step back and just look at it and be like, am I going to make this successful? Am I going to do this in the area that I'm in at the time that I'm doing it? And I sat back and was like, well, no. So what am I going to do? So I do PT in at night or in the evenings or some weekends because that's what I love to do and I enjoy doing it. I don't actually see it as a job. I really don't see it as a job. It's something that I do after work because for me, it's giving back. It's helping somebody else out. And like I said, it's enjoyment for me.
Yeah, I like that. I like helping people is like the main part of it. I like helping other people, like improve their health, and especially with helping them move and stuff. But it's like making it into a full-time job sometimes can like kill the passion to it.
Yeah, that's
Like
yeah.
I do want to make, I do want to end at some point, not have to go to my 9-to-5 job and just make fitness like pay for my life. Like this is why we're doing this. It's like, yeah, we're giving you out some free information, but also at some point we're gonna be finding a way to make some money off of this. Like we're never gonna charge for the podcast. It's always gonna be free, but we'll sell stuff. We'll probably start off with like do some supplements or something, or just some merchandise. But it's like if you've found value in the podcast and you want to help give back, you can like buy yourself a t-shirt and some of that money will go to us or something like that. Or we'll
Oh,
have
yeah.
something. We'll have a product at some point, like programs eventually, maybe.
Because
But like
that, because sorry, I was just about to say, because that's still, it's working for money, but it's working and doing something we love, and it's still giving back.
yeah, and there's less pressure on it. It's like we don't. It's like this is our side gig. Fitness is our side gig at the minute.
And it's very, very good that you literally just said it can take the passion away sometimes. And when people do 9-to-5, most people, they go into the job, they get it done, and they leave. If I went into full time fitness, and for 1 minute I thought that that could happen, or it ruined me, that it would ruin me, that I thought I'd end up going into the fitness industry, working 10-hour days on a shop on a floor, doing a PT, and then thinking of it as I'm not loving this, I'm just getting through it to then go home. It'd kill me to ever feel like
Well,
that.
yeah, it just becomes too much work. It's just too difficult to make it pay in this sort of economy at the minute. And so
Economy and yeah, and
it's just getting lots of clients in. But that's why we want to like help as many people as we can without having to like take on like 10 clients a day or something. So this is the podcast where we can reach as many people as are inclined to look for it. And then we're helping them, and it's less strain on us because we're just sat here talking in the living room. I don't know what you listen to our like currently like supposed business plans or what our plan is for this podcast and stuff, but it'll help because then you can see the process that we go through as well as to get anything done.
But it's hard work. It is hard work, and I do get to the point where sometimes I'm like, ooh, I'm dying for energy. I've got no energy, and I've got another client coming. But I'm not gonna lie, when each of these clients come in, they give you such a buzz, because in that session you're gonna be doing something that all of a sudden that sparks something with them, and then their energy will pick you up, and then I'm back up feeling buzzing again. And then because after all this, I go start work at 8 a.m, I finish at 5, I go and do clients, and then 7:30 sometimes, 8:30 at night, I've got to train then. I've got to get my session in. So at the point now where I'm loving it, and I thrive off everything, and I thrive off a client doing a PR, I thrive off a client getting an extra inch lower in the squat. If it ever got to the point where that's not bothering me anymore, I'd be like, wow, I can't do this. I probably couldn't do it, because it's becoming,
if it just becomes run of the mill.
Yes, and that's probably when I couldn't do it.
But it's always good to just be able to help people. Like when I was in the gym before, and I saw R. Scott, and he was doing his overhead press, and he was doing it like. It wasn't retracting his scapula and pulling the bar right over his head. It was just like pressing it right, just right in front.
Front
delt dominant. Yeah, yeah. And I'd explain to him, like, if he pulls his shoulder blade back and then he stabilizes his shoulders, then he'll be able to put more power through his arms. Because the way it works is, neurologically, if your shoulder's not stable, then your brain sends a signal to your delts and your triceps not to push so hard. It knows it's not stable. It's like, this is so ever, and we're not stable, so we shouldn't push it, because we'll do damage. So when you lock it back in, you get more power through your delts and your triceps, and it gets up there better as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Just doing that, just to be able to go over and go, yeah, you're doing that. Not like, yeah, you're doing that wrong. It's like, yeah, if you do it like this, it'll be a lot easier, and this is why.
Yeah.
Being able to help people like that, because normally I won't go up to someone in the gym, because it pains me that I'm like, I'm too scared of like coming across as a dick to go over and help someone when they're doing something like wrong. Even if it like not, you shouldn't always assume someone's doing something wrong just if they're doing it different to you, because they might have a reason to be doing it that way. Because like one of the ways to avoid being a dick doing that is to ask them why they're doing it that way. But then I'm still worried about coming across as a dick. But with it being asked, I could just go over and go, yo, try this instead.
It is. It's how you approach someone. It's if you know that person, you know how to approach. If you don't, it's how. It's one thing I have learned being one-on-one with people. It's like you said, it's how you approach somebody, not in a negative way, not in a way where you feel like you're going to boast yourself or boost yourself up, because half the time that's not why we go over. We go over because I ever see someone, you go, I could just help him a little bit. But it's how you go over. So I wouldn't go over and go, yeah, mate, you're doing that wrong. He's just going to go, oh, well, the area that I PT, and he'd probably just drop me or end up trying to punch me. But you just go up to him and go have a little chat with him. I don't even specifically go up to him and ask him about the move. I'll go up to him and just start having a talk with him if I don't know him. And then I'll go, oh, so what kind of training are you doing now? What's this you're doing? Yeah. And then he'll talk to me, and then we'll do this. And I'll go, well, have you ever thought of trying it this way for this reason? And then he'll either go, yeah, I've done it that way. I'm just doing this for a reason. I'm doing it this way for a reason. Or he'll go, oh, I've never thought about it like that. And then straight away you've just changed somebody, or you just give someone a bit of free knowledge that they didn't know. Yeah.
But then doing this, we can reach more people doing that, and it's less like, it's less accusatory sometimes, because it's like you were saying, sometimes it's like, yeah, you're doing that wrong.
Mm.
Like some people, like we could explain, like I was just explaining about the overhead press, then some people might not realise that that's why you need to do it like that way. And all that happens, and it saves a lot of going over to people in the gym and going, excuse me.
One of the reasons why we got back onto doing this, to answer the questions, not individual, and we do it out there as a bit of everything. Because also, when I put out there, ask me a question on my Instagram, there could have been 4 or 5 people out there that wanted to ask a question but just didn't feel like they could.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't just want to put it out there. They didn't want to feel like they've asked a silly question. So, but somebody that did ask a question could have asked the question that they wanted to.
Yeah, but even there's no such thing as a stupid question. I mean, we might have took the piss out of you out of Zoe in the other episode, but that's just because it was Zoe. But in reality, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
No, that's not what I was getting at. I know there's no such thing as a question, but the reason we're doing the podcast and we're asking people to ask questions is for those people who don't feel like they can. Do you know what I mean?
That's the reason that I was saying that, though, because if you don't, most people, if you feel like you can't ask a question, you're embarrassed about asking it because you think it's a stupid question, and there is no stupid questions, just stupid people. Self-part quote.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So the reason why I said that is because if you do have a question you think it's stupid, don't be afraid to ask it of us. And if you are worried about putting it on like a public Instagram message. He's just DM Ian. Yeah, slide into his DMs. I love
slide into my DMs and ask me a question about fitness. Yeah, there's no silly question. And to be fair, you could ask us a question that we're going to find really interesting that maybe we don't know the answer to. So what we're going to do is go find a credible source, do some research, and then go, wow, your question's just made my knowledge.
And the more of these episodes that we do, then the better we're going to get at it, hopefully. It's just reps on reps. And then we can, it's like a videoed rep, because it's recorded, we can listen back and see where we sounded stupid, and see where we sounded boring, and then we can like fix it and rearrange it, rather than just look at it and go, oh, we were really bad, that was really bad, we should stop doing this. We could just go, that was good, that was bad, more of this, less of that.
Yeah. More, it's because we've just shot one, well, we just tried recording one before this, and it was just a bit like, we had to listen to it, it's like, right, yeah, maybe not that one. So it's taking our time to do something new, which Paul listens to a lot of podcasts, really. I listen to quite a few, but Paul's a podcast man, he listens to quite a lot of very, very, very well-knowledged people. So we were just going to drop in a few, like, who we listen to and who helped us out. And so for me, it's some guys in America called Mind Pump, three guys coming from different aspects of the fitness industry.
Yeah, they're like one of the main reasons that we're doing this, because like, because the way we're like telling you, sharing our thoughts now on what we're planning to do and how we're going to do things, that's the way their podcast works. They give out a lot of great fitness and nutrition information, and they also share their process so that you can see how they have built their podcast. And I've been listening to it from like the very beginning, and I've seen how it's grown and how they've done things. And that's what I'm trying to like emulate in this podcast, and what we're doing. Like, their format is they have a little bit at the beginning where they have a bit of a bullshit talk about the day and stuff, and then they have a Q&A most of the time. So that's what we've been doing. That's how our last ones have gone, and it went fairly well. I mean, there was times when I like lost my train of thought, or sounded stupid, or couldn't, or didn't make sense, which I'm gonna feel a bit embarrassed about in the future. But right now, it's fine.
You look back and it's laughable.
Yeah,
it's a step in the right direction. Even if you said that you get a little bit of a knockback, it's a step in the right direction. It's a step forward again, because you'll make that change and make it better. So this is what repetitions of being on a podcast are. But
podcast reps
and sets, bro. So yeah, Mind Pump Media, they're actually called, the three guys.
Yeah, that's their podcast. It is really good.
It is good.
And a lot of the things that we've been talking about is stuff that we've heard on their podcast. We're not just going to be parroting it and copying it completely, but I have gained a lot of knowledge, and through them sharing their experience.
So it's all sharing our experience, because much as we say we influence a little bit from them, but we are not them. So if someone said, oh, well, what would make your podcast different to them? We are not them. We have influenced.
Yeah, it's like I was saying about us having 9-to-5 jobs. We're sharing the information that we found and our perspectives through our lives, and hopefully it can be relatable.
Yeah, definitely. I am hoping it can be relatable. And I wouldn't have done this, and we wouldn't have put this forward and thought of the idea of doing a podcast, if I didn't think I had people that would listen and give me the time to explain where I've come from with my fitness journey and stuff, because I do have people approach me in the gym and ask me questions, and people that I know on a regular basis, people that I don't, and it's I thrive off answering those questions. So what's next for me? What's next for me? I'm happy doing my PT, I've got my 9-to-5, my life's pretty damn cool at the minute. So it's like, well, what's the next step for me? I don't know, I'll do a podcast with my brother and give out information that people are asking me.
Yeah, because it's not costing us anything to make this.
Nope.
I think that mic was only like £5.
I don't know, because I put the fire on before and the electrical bill will go up a little bit. So we spent probably about 74p on some electric and the fire now. So it's costing us nothing, so why should we charge you anything for it? Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to give out as much free information as possible. But
also at the same time, we realise that we're not experts, and we'll never knowingly tell you bullshit, but sometimes we might share some information that's just wrong.
Oh, 100%.
And we might need to be corrected.
Yeah, 100%. So come at us and just be brutal, but don't be a brutal twat. If you come at me and personally have a dig at me, then you'll get no response. But
if I say something that you think is stupid, that doesn't make sense, tell me why you think it's stupid and it doesn't make sense. Don't just tell me I'm stupid.
Yeah, just challenge us, and then, like I said, it makes us better at doing what we're doing, and it can feed off back to you guys.
Because I'm not stupid, but I definitely say stupid shit.
I am definitely stupid and say stupid shit. but no, he's hit the nail on the head there. Just get back to us and give us some feedback.
Yeah, we want some feedback.
Definitely feedback, because we've recorded a few now, and we're going to put them out.
We don't want loads of praise like, yeah, well done guys, you guys are the best. We don't need that. We just need to know that people are listening
because I understand a lot of people, it's, you're doing really well, you're doing something, I'm happy for you, and then it's like, right, thank you, and then go into like, but you could have done this, could have done that, and just help us grow, because then we can give more back.
Yeah, like we'll be doing more Q&A's. I think we'll do it mostly Q&A's.
Yeah,
it's like, like I say, we're not experts, but we know how to find the information, and we're gonna deliver it in our own flavour.
Ooh, flavour! I like that.
Well, that's what it is. It's like ice cream. There's like the millions and billions of podcasts out there, and there's like loads of flavours of ice cream, and they're all good, but everyone's got their favourite.
Because
you might not always fancy the same ice cream all the time.
Yeah, it's true. I've listened to podcasts before, and it's just not been for me. Not the information on it's not been for me. It's just not been for me.
Just the style, yeah.
Yeah, it's just
because some people like send me links to like certain podcasts, and it's like the information is stuff that I'd be into, and like the person that's being interviewed usually is someone I'd be interested in. But it's like just the way the podcast formatted, it's just like nah.
Yeah, no.
There'll be people that this isn't for, not because of us. It will be just because of us, that's what I meant. It won't be because of the information we're sharing it's wrong, or they disagree with it too much, they just don't like our mank accents.
Yeah, because, it's broad mank accents, or they just might not like me in general.
I don't like you in general.
Yeah, I'm sat, like, within the foot of him. But I also wanted to touch on, because we are only going to touch on it instead of saying it.
We're just going to touch it this time.
But I have already thought about, because it's just me and Paul at the minute answering questions, but I already thought about, I've got friends and Paul's got friends that have different aspects on fitness, and they'll have a different have a different way. So we're going to try and bring, because I've already thought about it.
I know people that are as smart as I think I am.
There you go. So we'll get them on.
And
I also know a lot of people that are in different... Parts of the industry.
You've got links in the gym, and yes. I know people that are in the fitness world and that. In the physique world and powerlifting world, and people are.
A friend of mine that's in the gym, he's one Mr. Britain. He just won it last year in physique and bodybuilding. At Dave Finnegan, absolute beast, I must say. He smashed it, took a lot of trophies home last year, and the guy's in quality condition. And again, he's someone that I go to and ask him questions and ask him for advice, and it's just nice to have people that are willing to help as well. Like, you'll get a lot of arrogant people that you'll talk to, and they won't give you the time of day. And most of the time, it's people who look like Dave. They'll go up to him and think, oh, he's not going to give me the time of day. You go up to Dave and have a chat with Dave, and he'll speak to you like he's known you for ages. He's just like that.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to get people like...
Yeah, once we've had a few... Like we were saying about this being podcast reps, once we've got a few more reps in and we're more comfortable just talking, and then, like, we'll try and do ones where we interview each other so we can practice our interview technique. Or maybe start off with, closer friends.
Yeah.
So that we can get used to interviewing, and then eventually we'll have, like, some decent guests on that have been more interesting than we are.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And you can listen to them.
Hopefully.
Instead of lifting to us, waffle on.
But like you even were saying, we need feedback. We don't need praise and telling we're great, because we know we're not. But we just need to know that people are listening and they want to hear more.
Mm.
Even if it's not more of us, they want to hear the sort of information we're sharing. Even though I don't feel like we've shared much of this. But like I was saying, this is just more us thinking out loud, and letting you guys get to know us a bit more.
Yeah, there's not much content we want to put into this one. It was just more, we'll turn the mic on, we'll have a little chin wag and let people know why we started doing this. We're obviously going to go off into tangents. And it's a bit weird, because I know you are here, but But half the time, I'm not gazing into my brother's eyes while I talk to him. We're not having a conversation. No. It's weird. I'm talking at a microphone. I'm getting no feedback at the time. So it's a bit different.
I think that's why we tend to like go off on tangents and waffle and talk ourselves into corners, because we're not always sure what we should be saying because we're not getting that immediate feedback.
Correct.
And like, I think the best parts of the last podcast were the ones where we were having an actual conversation. That's why it was so much easier. So I think that's something we need to do. Try less to worry about talking to people at this microphone and just start trying to have more of a conversation together. Because a lot of the stuff that I've learned that I want to share out, you don't know about. Don't know about as well. So I can just be explaining to you stuff that I know. And then you can sometimes just explain to me about all your motivational stuff.
Yeah.
Because if we talk at the microphone too much, because that's what I think I've seen you do that, because you'll keep talking, but you'll be talking and you'll come to a point and then you'll either same point again or make a point you made earlier. It's like I was saying about having the flavours, it's about having different ways of the information getting in, so you're just saying it in loads of different ways and it's like...
I know what you're saying, because I'll get to the point where I'm speaking and when I've finished... And that's when I'm expecting someone to talk back to me. Yeah. And when that doesn't happen, I just go off again. Yeah. So it's learning. It's a learning curve. It's another thing that I'm excited about. I always like to thrive and do something better with myself.
Last year, I really wanted to do this last year, but because I was suffering from a lot of anxiety and depression, I think my diet was off. I was ill, because after that pneumonia, I've been struggling to get my microbiome right. My stomach's just not felt right all year. But then I hadn't been doing the N-acetylcysteine that I was talking about in the mother podcasts. And since I've been on that, I've been a lot better. But I've been too anxious to just the thought of going through, like I was saying earlier, about sometimes I'm going to sound stupid and someone's going to point it out and I'm going to feel bad inside. Like last year when I was going through that anxiety and stuff, just I couldn't imagine dealing with it. I couldn't imagine it not destroying me inside, like the criticism, but now I feel a bit better.
And you'll gauge it when it comes. It's having an open mind into it, because I do suffer with people's reactions, and sometimes I play for reactions because everyone likes to be bigged up, everyone likes to be this and that, but deep down I'm paranoid, because we started this last year and we just delved straight into it, didn't we? And I was just once we'd done it, I was well anxious to bring them out, and I was checking everything every day, whether anyone had liked it, whenever I'd done this, and I was so fixated on it, and I think this time around now, it's just a bit like, I'm in a different place now.
That's the point I was trying to make.
I'm in a different place.
I'm in a lot better place than I was last year, because this time last year I wanted to do it, but just the anxiety from just, I couldn't imagine dealing with the... comeback.
Yeah, do you come back with the consequences, isn't it?
I couldn't deal with the self-criticism.
Yeah, because as much as, like, some people out there will comment in the future or somewhere, and they may just have a dig at us personally, but half the time, when someone says something that you've said, you are automatically going to take it personally. I don't care what anyone says, you will take it personally, and it's trying to differentiate yourself away from it being personal towards you. And it being just because you spoke about it,
The point I was trying to make was, it's not someone else's criticism of me, it's their criticism validating my own criticism of why I shouldn't have done it in the first place. That's what worries me.
That's some Inception motherfucking shit there, but I do understand what you mean.
That's how broken my brain is sometimes.
I do understand what you mean. And there's people out there going to relate to that.
That's why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Because that's what anxiety is. And that's how anxiety and your ego talks you out of doing things you really want to do, because you might not do it right the first time.
My anxiety that I suffer with the most is social more than anything. It sounds daft, right? This sounds really daft because I'm a personal trainer and I'm out into the public and I go on my Instagram and I'm out to the public, but social anxiety in the way of, if I was ready to go out and go somewhere, I'd have this image in my head and it'd all be mapped out, and I'd think about it on the way, it'd all be mapped out. I'd get there, and if it wasn't how I pictured it, and I'd panic, I'd go on a shit. And I do that now sometimes, like, if I get a new client, I'm still as nervous as probably you are. I'm not as in the way where I'm not nervous about what's going to happen. I'm just nervous about the feedback that I'm going to get. Is she going to enjoy it? Is he going to enjoy it?
Yeah.
And you put that much pressure on yourself. But then once you start cracking on and doing it, you think, oh, what was I worried about, man? What was I worried about?
That's where I'm at, this podcast now.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at now. Like, I'm at the same as you. Like last time we tried last year, I knew it'd bother me. This time it's like, I'm still going to do it no matter what. No matter what anyone's going to say, I'm still going to put this out there for people for free because I want to give you information.
Exactly. And one of the things about whether anyone gives us any shit, it's like if it's other podcasters, then I'll worry about it. If it's another PT who's giving out more, like better, or just as good information but in a better way, then I'll take the criticism. But if it's someone who's just at home doing nothing apart from training, then I won't, unless they're just as knowledgeable.
That's a great point.
I don't take them seriously.
That's a great point, yeah.
Because unless you're doing something that's just as anxiety inducing and just as difficult, because like we say, I suffer with social anxiety as well. I worry sometimes about what people think too much. But I stopped doing that for a while, but then after I got ill last year, it all came back, and I think it was because of my microbiome. So I've been back on the probiotics and on that N-acetylcysteine, I'm almost back to the point where it's like I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But last year I cared too much.
Everything. It's the same as, like I said, it's a lot of people out there will be the same. Not as in the same as what Paul goes through. You're not going to go through exactly the same.
You're not going to be exactly the same flavour of mental as I am.
Exactly, but because he's Martian. But it's relating to this guy that's on the other side of the mic recording and doing something different that is suffering with similar feelings to you. That's how relatable we are.
We're so relatable, bro.
No.
If that does sound familiar to you, then definitely get on the N-acetylcysteine. Is a really good anxiolytic. That means it reduces your anxiety. Look up N-acetylcysteine. You can get it in tablet forms on Amazon. I'll put an Amazon link through my Amazon portal and then show notes to some N-acetylcysteine tablets. It's basically an amino acid. I've waffled on about it in, I think, two podcasts now.
Yeah, so you if you listen to him, you'll know what you're talking about, and if it sounds similar to you, then give it a try. Like I said, do your research, have a look at it, give it a try.
Yeah. We've been all over the place on this podcast.
Yeah, that's what this one was for.
I know. Hopefully, if people have listened this far, then hopefully they'll be listening a lot more.
Yeah, so all you are actually listening to 28 minutes in now of us just waffling and just having a chat to you guys. Enjoy more of this and more content.
Yeah.
And you guys are the ones that we want to hear from the most at 28 minutes in right near the end. Let us know what you think, really. We appreciate it a lot.
Right, sign us off.
So catch me on my media, not medias because I've only got one, at the Bigger Picture Fitness, and also on my YouTube channel, Bigger Picture Fitness, for instructional videos.
Yeah, and I'm at Yo Buddha on Instagram. I've got a YouTube channel that's Yo Buddha, and you can find me at Yo Buddha on Facebook too. We'll see you next time.
So long.